Prosecutors in Toledo, Ohio, are seeking a grand jury indictment against a Roman Catholic priest for a murder that happened 24 years ago. Police arrested Father Gerald Robinson a week ago. He's charged with killing 71-year-old Sister Margaret Ann Paul back in 1980. She was found in the chapel of Toledo's Mercy Hospital, where they both worked. The developments in the case have left the city, and especially its many Catholics, stunned. NPR's David Shaper went to Toledo.
Early on a Saturday, the day before Easter in 1980, Sister Margaret Ann Paul left the Mercy Hospital dining room and began her work tending to the two chapels at the hospital. An hour later, around 8 a.m., another nun found her body in the sacristy of one of the chapels. Ray Vetter was Toledo's deputy police chief at the time, in charge of investigations.
I kind of thought I'd seen it all, but I hadn't. I had never heard of a situation like that, of a priest possibly killing a nun in a chapel in a hospital.
Vetter says he remembers only one main suspect his detectives focused on, hospital chaplain Father Gerald Robinson.
He wasn't charged at the time because we didn't have enough evidence to get a conviction in court.
Police say new technologies led them to new evidence. Toledo's cold case squad had reopened the investigation in December, reportedly prompted by allegations from a woman claiming she was a victim of ritualistic sexual abuse by Robinson and others. Her account reportedly includes salacious allegations that has this city of 300,000 buzzing. The Catholic Church is a significant presence in Toledo, even outside a Toledo Mudhens baseball game. On a lunch break with a few friends, Mike Suiza watches through a wrought iron fence. He says he served as an altar boy under Robinson more than 30 years ago and says at first he couldn't believe Father Robinson had been arrested.
I'd say, yeah, he could have done it. I don't see, anybody's infallible, no matter what occupation you're in. Everybody has weaknesses and faults, and it seems like they're pretty sure he's the guy, even after 24 years.
But his friend Matt Papik isn't as convinced.
It just seems hard for a priest to be able to live with something like that for that long a period of time. It's hard for me to believe he did it.
But some Toledoans wonder why it took so long to make the arrest, raising questions not just about the police investigation, but what the Catholic Church may have known about Father Robinson and when. Claudia Versalotti is coordinator of the local chapter of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, and she has been working with the woman who alleges she was sexually abused by Robinson and others in satanic rituals.
Father Robinson had been on our radar for over a year because Jane Doe had availed herself to the Toledo Diocese and their review board process.
Sitting in a Mediterranean restaurant in northwest Toledo, Versalotti accuses the Toledo Catholic Diocese of dropping the ball and not taking those allegations to authorities quickly enough. And she says three more women have now come forward with similar allegations. In a written statement, the diocese said it is reopening its review of the allegations, and it placed Father Robinson on administrative leave 5 days after his arrest. But those who know Father Robinson best still don't believe he murdered Sister Margaret Ann Paul. Jack Sparagowski, pastoral council president at Toledo's St. Anthony's Parish, where Robinson served as pastor during the 1980s, describes Robinson as kind, caring, and considerate.
This isn't a guy that, in my opinion, that could have done that.
Sparagowski helped set up a defense fund for Father Robinson, which in just 2 days has raised more than $10,000. In addition, several people put up their homes as part of a $600,000 property bond in hopes of getting Robinson released. That may not happen until Monday, though, when a preliminary hearing in the case is scheduled to take place in a Toledo courtroom, unless a grand jury brings an indictment against the priest before then. David Shaper, NPR News.